From the studios of NPR West, this is Day to Day. I'm Noah Adams.
And I'm Alex Chadwick. Coming up, NPR's Mike Schuster explains the Israeli battle plan from that country's northern border.
But first, at this hour, British Prime Minister Tony Blair is at the White House in Washington. Often when there's trouble in the world, Mr. Blair and President Bush find common ground. This time the focus shifts from Iraq to Lebanon. And joining us from the White House is NPR's David Green. David, I can imagine a cup of coffee and a cup of tea on a table, but what's happening in that meeting, do you think?
Well, that's right. The two leaders do like to talk with very few aides around them, so they might be enjoying that tea and coffee in the Oval Office this morning. I think what we expect the Middle East and Hezbollah and Israel to be a big part of the conversation. And once these leaders come out to speak to reporters, you could expect them to try to portray themselves as in agreement as best they can. They'll talk about that they want this conflict to end. It's harming innocent civilians on both sides of the border, and that they want in general an end to the violence. But once they take questions, I think you might hear some differences. A spokesman for Tony Blair said when he was flying over that he wants to push for a UN resolution, perhaps as early as next week. The White House says that might not be possible until the conditions are right for a resolution. So we'll see how the leaders try to manage whatever difference in opinion exists.
That would be a ceasefire resolution you're talking about?
The British are not exactly saying that would be the expectation. Blair's under enormous amounts of pressure at home to call for an immediate ceasefire. Whether there's a way to come up with a resolution that would bring the U.S. on board that would stop a little short of that, unclear. But the expectation, what most leaders in the world want, is a resolution calling for a ceasefire.
And President Bush is leading that push. He wants more time to elapse while Hezbollah continues to be weakened.
He does. And his position throughout this has been that he wants the violence to end as quickly as possible. And that's the key word. He's giving Israel some time, it would appear, to continue trying to neutralize Hezbollah. And his position that there has been a lot of failed diplomacy, the White House calls it, in the past in this region, and that the only way to get a full ceasefire agreement in place that will be workable for the long term is to ensure that groups like Hezbollah can't pose the kind of threat that they have in recent weeks. Now, Prime Minister Blair seems to want to put more of an emphasis on ending the violence first and making decisions about the future and what the future setup will be afterwards.
And the clock keeps ticking. How much difference does it make to this strategy that's being put together by President Bush and Tony Blair that Hezbollah is indeed proving tougher to get out of southern Lebanon than had been expected by many people?
Well, these are two allies who like to work together and portray themselves as pretty close, even though that relationship has been politically problematic for Blair. I think as the days and weeks go on and their differences are exposed more, it could be troublesome for both leaders. Blair is facing criticism at home that he's a little too cozy with Mr. Bush and agrees with him too often instead of standing with his European allies. For the president, he's coming under more and more pressure to jump in, engage, and find a way to end the violence soon.
And a brief ending note here. Anything new on Iraq?
Well, the big news, of course, President Bush this week called the situation in Baghdad terrible. So he and Prime Minister Blair always talk about and strategize about Iraq. The U.S. is going to be moving in more troops to the capital. They're working on planning for that as we speak, and I'm sure that will come up. There are no two other world leaders whose fates and legacies are tied to Iraq as much as the president and prime minister.
From the White House, NPR's David Green. Thank you, David.
My pleasure, Noah.